You're listening to SBS News.
A moment 233 years in the making.
On this vote, the yeas are 53, the nays are 47, and this nomination is confirmed.
Ketanji Brown Jackson has been confirmed by the United States Senate as the first African-American woman to be appointed to the Supreme Court. Judge Jackson watched the vote unfold alongside President Joe Biden in the White House. Three Republicans broke ranks to give the Democrats a majority. It's a victory for Mr. Biden, fulfilling a promise he made during his 2020 presidential campaign to elevate a black woman to the US's highest court. Vice President Kamala Harris says Judge Jackson is a hero to many across the country.
It's a statement about that on our highest court in the land, we want to make sure that there's going to be full representation and the finest and brightest and the best. And that's what happened today. I'm very proud.
Judge Jackson faced challenging questioning during her Senate Judiciary Committee confirmation hearing. Many members of the Republican Party attacked her for previous rulings. The 51-year-old was accused of being soft on child pornographers, despite her sentencing record being in line with other federal judges. Others implied that she's sympathetic to terrorists due to her representing Guantanamo Bay detainees in her work as a federal public defender. The Senate's top Republican, Mitch McConnell, used a debate before the vote to again question her integrity, describing her as the choice of the radical left.
Her judicial record is full of cases where Judge Jackson ruled like a policymaker implementing personal biases instead of a judge following the text wherever it led.
Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Dick Durbin says Judge Jackson's character speaks for itself.
President Biden picked the most extraordinary individual that I could think of in America. She turned out to be a pillar of strength to show grace and dignity and really won over the hearts of the American people.
Of the 115 people who've served on the U.S. Supreme Court since its founding in 1789, all but three have been white and just five have been women. Judge Jackson last month shared with the Senate Judiciary Committee how the racial segregation her mother and father experienced informed who she is today.
My parents taught me that unlike the many barriers that they had to face growing up, my path was clearer, so that if I worked hard and I believed in myself in America, I could do anything or be anything I wanted to be.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says Judge Jackson's ascension to the Supreme Court is a giant, bold, and important step forward for the US.
It is just an amazing day. If I had to think of an adjective to describe all of us, it would be elated. Elated because of this wonderful person going on the court. Elated because America, today, the higher angels, as Abraham Lincoln said, held forth and held true. This has been a long, hard road as we try to get to greater equality, less bigotry in America.
Judge Jackson will take her seat on the bench when Justice Stephen Breyer, for whom she clerked for early in her career, retires in 3 months' time. Amy Hall, SBS News.